Simon's running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you do.
Welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. I'm Irene Cook, your radio host, and today I'm going to talk about a topic that I'm always asked about. What do I do when I'm out driving around, taking the kids to sporting events, running from workplace to workplace, and I need something to eat? Well, obviously, the optimal answer is to be prepared and pack something, but ideally, that's not how it always works. So, is there such a thing as healthy fast food? Well, interestingly, the word fast food has been plagued as being unhealthy. But when you stop and think what the words fast and food side by side actually mean when you put them together, it basically means food that is served fast. And if you read about the history of fast food, shockingly, there was a time in our history where restaurants did not exist in this manner, where you can pull up and receive a meal this fast, served to you within minutes, and served to you precisely in the exact same manner, no matter which restaurant chain that you went to. This is something that we take for granted. You can go to a restaurant chain in Oregon, you can go to the same one in Illinois, in Texas, in Florida, and you can receive the same exact recipe no matter where you go, and it is served to you in the exact same manner. That is food served fast. Well, what also happens is our minds typically go to this fast food being served not only fast, but it is served in an unhealthy manner. And the truth is that oftentimes, a lot of these fast food restaurants do have a lot of menu items that are deemed to be unhealthy, high in fat, higher in preservatives, higher in sodium. The truth is, it is extremely difficult to follow a healthy diet when you are eating regularly at these fast food restaurants. Fast food is typically loaded not only with calories, sodium, unhealthy fat, but enough calories for one entire day. It also tends to be very low in nutrients and almost lacking in any type of fruit or fresh vegetables and, of course, fiber. This doesn't mean that you have to avoid it completely, but when you are hungry and on the run, fast food can really hit the spot. Not only is it fast, but it is cheap, and best of all, it is very convenient. But while it's okay to indulge in this craving every now and then, to stay healthy, you really shouldn't make it a regular habit. The key, of course, as I always say, is moderation. But in how often and how frequent you hit up these fast food chains is really the key. And not only that, but these fast food menus are very tricky. And when you're watching your weight and your health, there is a key to finding the success in a healthy, well-balanced meal. And believe me, I have spent a lot of time researching what you can eat at most fast food restaurants or most quick dine-in restaurants. And even though it is a challenge, it's not impossible. So I thought I would do a show today on educating people on how you can make these choices and how you can make healthier options available for you. The following tips are menu recommendations that can definitely help you stay on track. Well, first and foremost, Calories are important. And I know if you are following a regimen and you're following a plan, you want to watch your sodium, you want to watch your protein, you want to watch all of your trans fats. But if you're on the go and you are hungry, you want to keep your eye on the calories. So first things first, you want to keep your entire meal at 500 calories or less. And I know that is really difficult when you are doing the fast food thing, but the average adult eats 1,136 calories per fast food and estimates that they only eat about 500. So don't just guess. First off, most chains, in fact, I think all of them now, put nutritional information not only on their websites, but right there on the franchise locations. So take advantage of this information. If you're not looking at it, then you aren't really trying. You're looking the other way. You want to opt for foods that are lower in fat, higher in protein and fiber. So you want to look for items that are at least good in quality. And believe me, they are out there. High protein. Aim for the options that are relatively lower in saturated fats. And steer clear from all items that contain trans fats. So I'm going to explain all this when I go down to the section later on, talking about the specific restaurant items that you could pick. Opt for foods that are lower in sodium. Now, this is a really hard thing to do when you are out and about. The American Heart Association recommends that adults stay around 23 milligrams a day. Unfortunately, when you are fast fooding, this could be per meal. And oftentimes it is really impossible to stay within that limit. However, you can minimize some of the damage done if you ask for some of your food to be cooked without the extra salt. And they will do this. A lot of the fast food restaurants and chains have been very accommodating to reducing the salt. You just have to ask. There are lots of guides out there that will help you make healthier choices. Like I said, websites are all available, and all these restaurants have brochures for you if you wanted to know the specifics of each individual item. Sometimes these lists are confusing and hard to use, but all the up-to-date information is always on the website. Making healthier fast food choices on the go can be overwhelming, but this is my biggest advice. Pick the place that you're going to go to and study the guidelines. You don't have to look at the entire menu. That is where people get overwhelmed. And I've pulled up some of these websites and I see all of the menu items. What you want to do is pick one item that you're interested in eating and zero in on that. Keep your eye on that portion size and focus in on the grilled and roasted lean meats. Right away, your deep fried items are out the door. The second you see deep fried, it is trans fat, and you know that that is going to be high in fat. It's going to be high in sodium. Don't be afraid for that special order. I have been to essentially all of the fast food restaurants in the last 20 years of my career, and believe me, I have asked for special orders, and they will do it. You might have to wait a little longer, but the nutritional facts will make a big difference on your waistline. So, some tips for keeping fast food calories under control. Well, the biggest tip I have is actually the saddest tip of all. My favorite, French fries. Did you know that having French fries with your cheeseburger at any fast food place will more than double your calories? It's true. Let's look at McDonald's. A Big Mac, believe it or not, only has 550 calories. A large fry has about 550 calories. It's true. And it's very sad. But if you're looking at quality, the Big Mac has the protein. The Big Mac does not contain all that trans fat. The fries are, of course, delicious. It's the favorite of everybody, but those aren't going to fill you up. My suggestion is don't eat an entire large fry. Split a fry with your family, and keep in mind, you want to keep your calories under 500. One of the tricks that I tell my clients is if you are in a bind and your family's going to McDonald's and it's a sporting event and you are in the situation, you can ask for a Big Mac without a bun. Big Mac without a bun is approximately 330 calories. In this case, if you wanted to have a Big Mac without a bun and split a small fry, now you're at 500 calories. And you have not disrupted the group. You are not being the oddball asking to order a salad. You are not the one asking not to go to McDonald's. You are satisfied with your cheeseburger, and believe me, it does taste really good. And that is with the special sauce and sometimes extra pickles. We'll add a little extra crunch. So this is just one example of how you can do that. Another big one is be careful when it comes to those condiments and those dressings. Now, I know I said salad, and there was a big, big report that came out about, I'd say, a dozen years ago, where people's eyes were spread wide open in understanding that sometimes when you order a salad at a fast food place, the calories in the salad oftentimes are more than the calories in a burger. And that is true. Mayonnaise and oil-based sauces in particular not only add a lot of calories, but also a lot of fat. Make sure if you're going to have a salad, make sure that the protein on the salad is not deep fried. Make sure that their mayonnaise-based oils are not included and that you have a light dressing or pack your own dressing. And make sure that your salad is 500 calories or less. Don't assume that healthy sounding dishes are always your best option. For example, these salads are diet minefield, smothered in high-fat dressings, and the toppings on these salads sometimes, the dried fruit and the candied almonds, will add up in calories more than you think. The bottom line is, look this up and don't assume that it is better for you because it sounds healthy. And definitely, when you are consuming all of these things, make sure that you are sticking to zero-calorie beverages. Soda is a huge source of hidden calories. The average large soda packs in around 350 calories, which can quickly gulp up a huge portion of your daily calorie intake. And shakes are even worse, with about 800 to 1,000 calories in one large shake and a day's worth of saturated fat. Do not be fooled by these lemonade and fruity drinks, which add calories and sugar without much in the way of nutrients. Your best bet is to order water, unsweetened tea, and if you absolutely must, get a diet soda. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP. I am talking about eating healthy at fast food drive-thrus. And it is possible. You just have to be mindful. And one of the other mindful things is to skip the sides and skip the add-ons. And I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, because if you've listened to my show enough, you all know how much I love bacon. Oh, how I love bacon. And it is tempting to add bacon to sandwiches and salads to add that extra flavor. But bacon has very few nutrients. And it is also high in fat and calories. So instead, try ordering those pickles and onion and lettuce and tomatoes for that crunch. Skip the bacon, especially if you're eating out, because you want to keep all those calories saved for your meal. If you're going to add bacon, save that for something that you make at home. If you're making something at home, you are in better control of the quality of your meal. And you can afford to put a slice of bacon on that. If you're having a sandwich at a sandwich restaurant and you are assuming that it's healthy and you throw on a couple slices of bacon, well, now you have thrown everything out of whack. And I'm going to give an example of one of the most unhealthiest healthy choices that you could make. There is many, many sandwich shops out there. There are many sandwich shops out there that are loaded with all of the vegetables, and they are piled high with onions and tomatoes and peppers, and it couldn't look better. And you have some of your lunch meat, again, couldn't be better. And roll that up in a lettuce wrap, so now we don't even have bread, but we have some cheese, and we have some guacamole spread, and we have some mayonnaise, and now we have some bacon. And would you believe that this wrap could total up to be close to 1,000 calories? So just because it doesn't have bread, and just because it appears to be healthy, you should still look up the calories. So not only should you be mindful, but watch those toppings, because not only will they add up, but they will add up in fat and also sodium. All right, so what if you're not going to a fast food place? What if you're going to a dine-in where you actually go and sit down? And a lot of these places are getting really, really fancy with some of their cauliflower rice choices and their zucchini spaghetti choices, and it's so exciting. And I hear it all the time that, you know, they're the zucchini spiralized noodles that you can get at certain restaurants. Well, again, I want you to beware, because I have looked up the calories on some of these, and these healthy fast food dine-ins may be better than going to a regular place and sitting down and having a spaghetti meal, of course. But zucchini that is cooked in oil or cooked in butter is still going to add up in calories. And one of the healthier zucchini dishes that I'm thinking of at a noodle restaurant, believe it or not, one portion of this is 800 calories. And yet I do understand that they're not noodles, and I do understand that those aren't loaded in carbohydrates. However, the amount of butter that this is cooked in and the amount of trans fats that this is cooked in is still going to put you over the amount that you need. And furthermore, if you are somebody that's trying to lose weight and the weight isn't coming off and you're not being mindful, you're not looking up the amount that you're consuming, this is going to really set you back. So not only should you look at the calories, but be mindful. Another big one is salads that might have quinoa and black beans and avocado. These are all healthy ingredients, of course, but I'm going to just give you an example. A half a cup of cooked quinoa is 200 calories. A half of an avocado is 150 calories. So that right there is 350 calories of your meal. And that doesn't include the chicken. That doesn't include the dressing. That doesn't include all of the other vegetables. So a lot of these salads could be over 800 calories. And these super bowls that are really big now, salad bowls are astronomical in calories. So make sure that you are definitely looking these up. All right, how about healthy fast food at Mexican chains? Mexican food restaurants can be a great option for finding healthy fast food, but they can also be very caloric if you are not, again, watching exactly what you're eating. Burritos, nachos, and other cheese-heavy items will add up. Portion control is always the bottom line. No matter what you are looking at, the serving size is what is the most important. Mexican fast food items are known for being enormous. In order to enjoy what you want without blowing your diet, simply eat half and take the rest home. I've always said this about Mexican food places. My favorite thing to do when I go to Chipotle is order the bowl and eat half. I have figured it out. You go on their website, You add each item, calculate it out. It comes to about 800 calories, the way that I like it. And that includes the rice, that includes the beans, that includes the chicken, that includes the guacamole. And I eat half. 400 calories is a perfect amount for a meal. And then I eat the other half later. 800 calories, however, is astronomical. A burrito there is going to be over 1,000 calories. Again, if you eat half, there's your 500. So it is perfect, perfect, and you are right on target for that. So tips again is go easy on the rice and beans. Watch those shells. Those shells could be 350 calories just for the big burrito bowl. Skipping the sour cream and the cheeses will add 100 to 200 calories, so be mindful of that. Or a healthy option is to just have them on the side. And instead of saying no to chips, because that's everyone's favorite part, set a limit for your chips. I tell my clients, pull out 10 of your favorite chips, set those aside, and stick to your 10 chips, especially if this is an on-the-whim stopping for a quick bite. You don't need to sabotage your efforts by diving into the bowl of chips and guacamole. Definitely having a corn tortilla over a soft tortilla is a better option. And hate to break another bad news to you. Fajitas, people tend to think that that is a healthy option. However, fajitas often are swimming in oil. If you look up the calories of fajitas, oftentimes just the fajitas without the shell, without the cheese, without the sour cream, without the beans and the rice could be over 1,000 calories. So if you're going to order fajitas at a restaurant, make sure to tell them light oil and make sure to eat only half, because the serving of fajitas is extremely large. And if you consume the entire thing, you're looking at 1,500 calories at least. So be very, very careful with that. And don't forget the fish options if you are a fish eater, for sure. All right. So what about sandwich chains? I know I kind of talked about that a little bit. Thanks to Subway, sandwich chains have come a long way, and now they're popping up everywhere. We used to only have Subway, but now there's a multitude of different ones. While sandwich shops ads promote their health benefits, studies have actually found that a lot of them could be very, very unhealthy. Just like I mentioned earlier with the lettuce-wrapped sandwich, you have to be very, very careful with what you are selecting at these sub shops. So you don't want to turn your sandwich into an unhealthy meal. So it's very simple. All you have to do is opt for either a smaller sized sub, and again, all of the calories are written right there on the wall. Stick to 500. Choose whole grain buns or a lettuce wrap instead of the white bread. Go easy on the mayonnaise or condiments. Dress your sandwich with mustard, vinegar, or even a low-fat dressing. Eat half of the sandwich and save the other half for later. Load up on those veggies. There's the tomatoes and the lettuce and the pickles, onions, green peppers, olives. And of course, you know I'm going to say this, skip the chips. If you look at the chips, just alone in the chips, one bag is over 300 calories. And I know when you glance at the bag, what you see initially is 150. But what you're not seeing is that each bag is 2 servings worth. So be smart about that and zero in on that serving size. If you're going somewhere where they ask you, do you want an apple? Do you want bread? Do you want chips? Of course, opt for the apple and get out on the right foot, because you don't want to sabotage, again, those efforts by making it all the way to the finish line and then making a bad decision right before you cross that line. I think at this point you've made a lot of really good choices when you've gone out to eat, and now you know how to make good choices when you're on the go. Again, any place will have something for you if you ask for it and if you dissect the menu. Say no to supersize, of course. Choose the smallest size when ordering a combo meal. Pay a few cents more and get that modified version. You will be adding a lot of fun to your days and you won't feel so restricted. An interesting fact, when people are served more food, they eat more food, even when they don't need it. So when you drive through, make a good choice and enjoy the rest of your day.
Time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.